this evening. Thank you for listening. Yes, I am not planning to preach my full-length message tonight, all right? So hang in there, all right? Proverbs, oh brother. Yeah, we'll start in Genesis and get to Proverbs. No, never mind. Proverbs 31, right? There we go. Proverbs 31. And I think this is what I'm going to do. So I talked to a couple of the ladies. They were being kind and courteous to me before the service tonight. And I told them, well, we're going to do point number two tonight and then into point number three. But never mind. We're going to just do the end of point number three tonight, all right? So if you'll remember from this morning, let's walk through again the virtuous woman. Three things that matter to God. Three things. Faith matters. And that's what we spent most of our morning this morning looking through, that matter of trusting, living. And that's verse 30, living in the fear of the Lord. Really matters to him. Your favor can be deceitful. Your beauty is vain. But the fear of the Lord, that is what's praiseworthy, all right? So that's critical and important. And then we took the time, remember the second point, and we'll talk about this then next week. That'll be the plan. Character matters to the Lord. And this is in the ladies I'm going to just pick on Lucy because she was telling me what for. It's in a good sense, all right? She says, now you've got to remember, we've got some widows in here. I said, tonight's message is for you. Well, hang on next week, Lucy. You got to come back next week, all right? She'll be here, okay? Thank you. Anyways, character, and this is really for all ladies. All of it is for all ladies, but in particular, next Sunday morning, we'll look at the character that God talks about and commends. Very interesting. Well, I'm going to give you that message before I give it to you, all right? But very interesting what God holds dear in a lady's life, what it is that you can exemplify in the image of Christ or the image of God in this world. So those important verses, really some of those middle verses, although again, remember, this is an acrostic using the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet as we walk through this really heroic poem, all right? And so the themes kind of ebb and flow, so it's not specifically in these middle verses, but some of it is there as well. So let's go to point number three where we left off this morning, all right? So really at this point, if you have your notes from this morning, you can just keep on going and then we'll fill in point number two next week. Relationships matter. So faith matters, character matters, and then relationships matter. And ladies of all people, demonstrate God's wonderful relationships with all of his children. As I continue to grow in my understanding of who God is and how he wants me to live in my life, I continue to be amazed at the fact that God has a relationship with every person. And he wants me. Now, okay, take that to heart. I'm not talking about just every believer. Every person that he's ever, ever created, God has a relationship with. Now, he wants to have an intimate, close relationship. He wants to be the Redeemer, right? We know that from Scripture very clearly. He's not willing that any should perish. All should come to repentance. But he will have a relationship with, and he does have a relationship with every unsaved person as well. And he is wooing them to himself. He will be their judge one day if they do not respond to the work of the Spirit of God in their life. And that relationship, part of the tragedy of an unsaved person dying without Christ is that they will be in a unique way separated from the presence of God. They will experience his wrath, and that's what they'll know of God for eternity. May it move us to do everything we can to reach souls for Christ. I've talked with some folks recently, and their heart just breaks over the fact that family members still aren't saved. And my only encouragement is, God loves them more than you can love them. It is his desire to bring them to him as well. So keep faithful. We are his tools, we are his hands. Keep faithful in that. But do you understand that every person God uniquely made, uniquely created, as a unique individual that can bring praise and glory to his name, and he wants them to come to him. And so, ladies, you help us in how to have a good and rightful relationship with every person. And that's a part of what God's designed in your life. You are relational by nature. And that's a good godly thing. We all are to a degree, but you are to a great degree. Can I put it that way? And so we talked this morning about, as the proverb here lines out for us, first of all, the wife's relationship to the husband. That's a very specific relationship of a woman to a man. We talked about her being trustworthy, her being good, her being productive, and that's something we'll see next week, and then her being very appropriate, verse 22. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple, so that, and her goal is to help her husband prosper in his calling and in his influence. Now, a second relationship that's talked about here, her children. Every woman is to have a relationship with children. Now, this relationship, please hear everything I say tonight. I'm trying to be very succinct. Every woman is to have a relationship with children. It may be that it won't be your children. But why is it that ladies seem to have a unique ability and skill to minister God's word to children? Well, because I think it's God's design. It's God's purpose. Men tend to have impatience. Now, that's wrong, men. I'm not giving you any excuse here. But God seems to have a natural nurturing heart that he gives to mothers and to ladies for children. Here, specifically in this proverb, the relationship is in the household. And I want you to know that the word household here is not just speaking of her direct lineage, her children. The household could include more than just her children. In fact, it could include the children of slaves, could include the slaves themselves, all right, the maid servants and the men servants and so forth. And she is to care for all of those needs. So let's look at verse 21. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. Ladies, if you're going to be godly in your character and godly in your relationship to those you have responsibility for, you will plan for their needs and abundantly provide for them. The word scarlet here is the same word that we'll find, well, it's the same word that's used for the veil material in the tabernacle, the veil of scarlet. All right, this is a royal piece of material. The priest's robes had scarlet on in Exodus chapter 26. So it's talking about abundant and full, complete provision for the needs of your household. Ladies, let me encourage you. Don't be skimpy in your responsibilities to care for those that God has given you the responsibility to care for. I know that it comes instinctually, but I also know that your heart is sinful, lazy like mine. And so there can be a tendency at times to just get by. Do all you can to serve your family and those maybe at the office, at the workplace. Serve them well and abundantly. If I can help you tie to the New Testament principle, and really it's a biblical principle all throughout, but stop and consider God's relationship to anybody again. And can we not say that he is always abundant in his relationships to us? Obviously the dramatic one, the one that we think of immediately, and it's the right one. As a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, do I deserve my salvation? And the answer is a flat-out no, of course not. I deserve God's wrath. And yet, he abundantly provided. Now, let's take it a step further. He provided so well that in salvation, it was enough for everybody. No one will ever be able to stand before God and say, your redeeming work ran out just before I got to the end of the, you know, just before I got in line, got up to the window, all right? They'll never be able to say that of God. His provision is abundant. Now, believer, do know, as you consider your own life, what does he do for you? We have a national holiday that has a wonderful biblical base. It's called Thanksgiving. But that should be something that's on our lips all the time. And everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Why do I give thanks? Because I see God's abundance to me. Do you get it? Now, ladies, have that same spirit and heart towards any relationship that you have a responsibility for. Be abundant. Don't just give them a hot dog when they can have a hamburger or a steak, all right? Now, if all that you can give and the abundance that you can give is a hot dog, well, do it with ketchup. Okay, I hope you see some fun here, but do you understand it's not getting by with your responsibilities. It's doing what's best, being glorious in your relationship to your children in particular. Your life with your children is but a moment. teach them to be generous by you being generous. Yes, there is always good cause and reason for good discipline. And in fact, that's a biblical role specifically given to the father. And though he should be abundant in his care and love for his family, ladies, you are ones that provide the tender care often. Be gracious and good in that. Now, let's stretch the application just a little bit further to all those that you have responsibility for, whether it's in ministry or in the workplace, maybe beyond your family, beyond your immediate children, to the rest of your family. Show abundant grace and goodness even in those relationships. I am grateful for ladies around here who have been abundantly kind to their pastor. That's a godly character, not just to me, but to all of us here. I contemplate the work that's done as we clean this place. As I watch and observe the ladies ministering God's word to the children, they're the ones that often come up with creative ideas. My wife loves, part of her, she's not here tonight, so I can even pick on her more. Isn't that great? Anyway, she, in a good sense. One of the things that's unique about Abby is she loves to cooperate in her ministry work and in her life work. She draws others in. And it's fun to listen, kind of sit on the edges, you know, as I'm watching the kids or whatever, and she has some ladies in and they're talking about ministry and how to get it done or whatever, to hear all that they want to do to make the ministry just not be just get by, but make it abundant. Can you imagine? Can I put it this way? Can you imagine us having a potluck if all that it was just the men doing the cooking? Yeah, see? Okay. Yeah. We'd have hot pockets and a lot of hamburgers and steaks, potatoes and gravy and nah. Well, there's some good men around. But you understand, the ladies add the flourish and they add the beauty. That's a part of the abundance that God wants you to give in all of life. Do that. Keep it on. I'm just basically encouraging you to do that. Let's look at verse 27. She looketh well to the ways of her household. Again, notice the word household, that broad term. And eateth not the bread of idleness. A godly lady in her relationship with her household, those that she's responsible for, is alert to observe and diligently work for those that she's responsible for. Therefore, she's an observer. And then she is wisely careful to direct and serve those that she's responsible for. She looks well to the ways of her household. I realize that in Ephesians 6, we have the challenge to the fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. And yet, as we study the New Testament, that responsibility given to the father is given to the parent. I won't take all the ties to help you tie that, but moms here today especially, bring your children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Notice verse 26 now. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Again, we'll take some time to probably see this. Not probably, we will. We'll look at deeper next week as part of your character. Ladies, in your care for your family, one of the greatest things that you can give anybody that you're responsible for is God's wisdom, God's law, and God's kindness. And I think God has uniquely designed you to put all of those together in one. Men are often black and white, cut and dry. This is the rule, obey. The ladies have a gift from the Lord to do that with grace, to still say, yes, we got to obey, but here, let me help you. To be that type of encourager. Ladies, be alert and be diligent. Don't be idle. Be diligent in handing out good wisdom and good kindness and God's law. Be alert to look to all the ways of your household and make sure that it ends well. Now I will preach for just a moment, all right? This is not, be careful here because this is not a direct correlation, all right? Children, as they grow older, have responsibilities that they have to answer before the Lord directly. They are responsible before the Lord. But maybe let me put it this way. As young people grow up to be godly, good, faithful adults, almost every time, and it's not 100%, but almost every time, it's because there's been a mom in the home that has upheld God's law, God's kindness, and God's wisdom with those children, and has provided abundantly in every way for those children to have every opportunity to follow the Lord. So let us encourage ladies and mothers here tonight, stick with it. There are too many times where heartache comes later in life, and it's not because a mom and dad did right, it's because they failed in the responsibility to give their life to training up the next generation. So be careful. Don't let that be the fruit of your actions, all right? Don't be, verse 27, don't eat the bread of idleness. It is not the place of a woman to waste her time on the internet and in front of the TV entertaining her life and herself. A godly lady will be working hard to give every opportunity for spiritual growth, spiritual wisdom, and spiritual maturation in her children. Be found faithful there, okay? Another relationship. So her husband, her children, and now what I call her employees or her associates. This is spoken of, we've already mentioned it, hinted at it in the household situation, but very directly, verse 15. Go with me back to verse 15. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household. There's that word again. But notice, and a portion to her maidens. Maidens were the household servant girls, and they were to be treated the same as family. There was no, among godly ladies, there was no second class citizen even in their home. I realize that the structure of that society in that time often allowed for the purchasing of people. That's another message for another day. But in that setup, in that structure, what did God encourage the ladies of the household to do? Every servant they owned and every lady that worked for them, they got their portion as well. They were like family. Ladies, this speaks to your ability to be hospitable, but it also speaks to the biblical care that we find expressed in the New Testament often as of we're loving one another as believers in Christ. There should never, please hear me, there should never be a family in our church that goes wanting. Now, if they're being foolish, sometimes it's important for them to eat the dessert that they put out in front of their face, all right? You help them live right for the Lord, but in a time of real need, where a family has lost a job, not because of their unfaithfulness or because of their sinfulness, or they go through hard times, a devastation, we should be quick as a church family to help our fellow families, should we not? Whatever the need is. Now, that often falls directly upon the lady in the home. I love having folks in our house. Thank you again. I'll thank you again. I've said it many times. I'll say it again. Thank you for the parsonage you've given us. It's not perfect. Any house is, right? I don't know of any house that's perfect. But you do give us a lot of space for us to have a lot of people there. We can sleep 20 million in that, a parsonage. I'm sure it is, something like that. All those broken up rooms downstairs and upstairs, it's like everywhere. We've got beds everywhere. Well, that's a delightful thing for me. And it's like, ladies, thank you. And I have to thank my wife. And I do. I try to do it because I realize the work that it is. Oh, yeah, come on over to my house. you can stay at our house tonight. No problem. Well, you know what that means. So my poor wife is washing the laundry because the beds need to be made again. The house needs to be cleaned again. There's food that needs to get put on the table. And all I just say is, come on, let's eat together. The reality is the hospitality often falls on you, ladies. You are the hands and feet often of that loving care for one another. Thank you and keep it up. The ministry that you provide in hospitality, in caring for the maidens, not just your household, not just your family, is a ministry that reflects, again, the generosity of our Lord Jesus Christ and His goodness to us. That is not an insignificant ministry. I love the fact that Caleb, Pastor Caleb and Elise love to be here. And some of it is to the credit of my wife opening our home. And it's a joy. It's an opportunity for us during this transition time where they've just been coming, on Wednesdays and Sundays. I like it because it's an opportunity for me to pull Caleb's ear for a while, right, Pastor Caleb, and we have some good ministry discussions. Help him grow. He's young in his ministry work, and there's a lot of things to teach him yet. Same for Elise. That couldn't be done if my wife wasn't being faithful in the home. They wouldn't like my cooking, that's for sure. And they'd probably go find some place else to stay, all right? I'm glad for that. So ladies, that ministry is significant and important. May you be quick to care for the needs of the household and the maidens getting a portion. Finally, a final relationship. Husband, children, employees, associates. The applications are long there. I won't park any more on that. Your neighbor. Let's look at verse 20. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. The hand that has labored, and we'll see this next week as a part of her character, verse 13 and verse 19. She's a strong and good laborer. She's not lazy in any way. She's industrious. That hand now here in verse 20 opens to generously give to those who are afflicted, talking about the poor here, the needy, to those who are afflicted, to those who are of low degree, to those who are of low estate. She is quick to help and give. Now, let me preach for a moment then. By the way, again, this is something that's obviously supernatural in the lady's heart, to be generous. But see it as a typical mark of God's work through you. It's, again, a gift that the ladies have. They're often very generous. The men are the ones that I need to preach at for a minute. It's because often the men are the ones that set up the budget in the home and say, "Oh, what are you doing spending all this money? Knock it off." And it's crossed my mind, all right, you know, here we go, confessions are good for the soul. As my wife is handing out, "What are you giving her that gift for? She hasn't done anything special. Knock it off." It's like, that cost me money. Don't do that, men. Don't stand in the way of giving. Dr. Marriott has said more than once, he said, "The reason I work full-time is so my wife can give it all away." If you know anything about Miriam Marriott, she can't help herself. She loves, and I've been the recipient, my family has multitudes of people, the college kids get all, anyways. That's good. Men, don't stand in the way of your wife being generous to the low of degree, to the afflicted, to the needy. Ladies, be faithful in that. You are a wonderful demonstration of God's care for all that are in need. And God does that, does he not? So stay faithful. Be kind and good to your neighbor. Yes, that plate of cookies at Christmas is something more than just a plate of cookies to the neighbor. It's the hand of Christ saying, "I love you." That aunt or uncle in the home who's failing physically and mentally, and the wife or the mother, the lady, is willing and quick to have them in and care for them and be patient with them. That's the hand of Christ ministering there. That fellow employee at the office, at the work, that's in a time of deep need. Their life is falling apart. Their marriage is falling apart. Sin is running rampant in their life. A loving hand and a thoughtful prayer, ladies, can go a long way in demonstrating the care and love of Christ. Stretch out your hand. Give it to the poor. Give it to the needy. May God help you to prosper in all of your relationships. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the things that you've taught us tonight, for men and ladies really here tonight. I pray that you would help our ladies in particular tonight to grow in their relationships. Yes, you've gifted them in that way, in a unique way. And yet I know, because of who they are and because of who we are before you, that there's plenty of room to grow. Lord, would you help our ladies tonight to be good, trustworthy, appropriate in their relationship to their husband. Lord, may they provide abundantly for their household, for their children in particular. And may they diligently, not lazily, but diligently labor for their children and family. Father, help us to be willing, and help the ladies in particular to be willing to share. Share with the maidens, to treat others as family and to draw them even into the home. And may they continue and may they grow and prosper in their generous giving to those that are in need, to the poor, to the needy, those of low degree and low estate. Lord, please help them to be good givers. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. We will hit this verse next week. But God has said of the virtuous woman that we're to give her the fruit of her hands. We're to praise her, to uphold her. Ladies, if you contemplate your heart and life in light of the relationships that we've discussed tonight, maybe there's one of these relationships you say, Pastor, I need to grow in that. That's an area that the Spirit of God's just prodding my heart. Would you pray that I would be a good husband or good to my household, good to my associates, good to my neighbors? I need some prayer tonight. Anyone at all, as a lady, would say, Pastor, that's my need. Yes, amen, amen, amen. Men, let me speak specifically to the husbands tonight. Has God challenged your heart? Have you been in some way a stifling of the wonderful work that God can do through your wife? Maybe tonight your heart's been challenged and there's a specific area where you know, that's me, I do that. And you'd say, Pastor, would you pray that God would help me to help my wife blossom in her life and in her ministry? That I would be a good husband for her? Any dad or husband, I should say, that would say, that's my need tonight. Pastor, pray for me. Anyone at all? Yes, amen. Amen, amen. Yes. May we all, husband, wife, children, single, married, old, young, may we all demonstrate the generosity of God to us. Believer, you have been given so much. Be giving. Be a giver yourself. Is there one here tonight without Christ? I know I haven't talked about salvation tonight, but maybe you haven't received the wonderful gift of salvation, God's generosity offered to you. You'd say, Pastor, I need to be saved tonight. Could I pray for you right now? Anyone all quietly raise their hand and say, Pastor, that's my need. Father, we thank you for your word. And I pray that you would help our ladies in particular, as we've spoken to them, to grow and prosper in their relationships. Lord, help us as husbands to do everything we can to help our wives to prosper and to blossom in the work that you've called them to do. May we not hinder them. May we all tonight be generous as God has been generous to us. If there's one here tonight that's here without a Savior, Lord, draw them to Christ tonight. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed. If you need to spend some time with your Lord,